You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Beach Beer. Crack open a can and ride a wave of refreshment all summer long.
It's so good.
All right, let's do this. The Daily Ticker brought to you, as always, by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. They open today's Daily Ticker with Pelicano. Discover Pelican's summer seasonal cerveza and drink in the refreshment.
Nom, 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 nom.
Guess what, guys? Guess what?
We got him, boys!
Man, oh man, are we excited for this. We have not had a question asked to our show more in the last calendar year than will you have. When is Ken Barkley coming back on? What is Ken doing? Is Ken okay? Is Ken alive? What's happening with Ken? We want to hear from Lockie Lockerson himself. And guess who we got on the horn right now?
Yes.
The man, the myth, the legend himself.
No, 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 no.
Ken Barkley. Good morning, Ken. What is a year of media blue balls feel like? Are you ready to explode?
But oh man, I was wondering. I swear, I was in the chat or whatever. The waiting room while your producer was doing the update. Uh-huh. Shout out to him, by the way, trying to explain the new All-Star form. That was like, yeah. And guys, there's going to be a guy from each country, and then they're going to play a 12-minute this and a right out. I was like, oh my god, like what is going on? Shout out to Jason, voice of the Portland Pilots, still hopefully.
Yes, still there.
Yeah. Ah, it's just a bunch of old friends getting back together. This is great. I'm in that waiting room, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, they usually ask me, like, a really dumb question, right?
Yes.
When I was like, what's the worst cereal? Like, cornflakes or grape nuts? And I'm like, oh, God. Like, it's just also, we could talk about sports. It feels weird. It feels weird to be back on with you guys, but it feels awesome. Even just talking to Jason before he put me on hold to come on with you guys, I was like, oh, right. Like, this used to be really fun.
I enjoyed this.
You know, talking, that used to be really fun. I've kind of had my mouth shut for about a year. So I'm doing great. Hopefully, I'm glad to see you guys are still around. Hopefully,
yeah.
The show's going really well.
It's going well. We're on an FM signal now. We got an extended an hour. Show's going
an extra hour.
An hour of FM.
Yeah. Business is booming here. Thanks to Ken Barkley. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
Things are going well for us, Ken. I just wanted to say quickly before my first question, the hedges look great. Front yard's dialed in. I'm very happy for you and the family.
Oh, no. We're at Matt again? Oh, man. I thought I blocked all those IP addresses. That's unfortunate. Yeah. Oh, no.
So you last year, we're a new audience, you know, FM, all that. You were on the show last year, and then you make the decision, I'm doing really well picking this stuff. I'm going to do this professionally, really focus in. You hone in on it. You walk away from a great show with Nick Costos. What is the last, like, calendar year been like for you? Congratulations, by the way, on the Ice Cats. Congratulations on the Thunder.
Yeah, when the Thunder won the title, you were all we were talking about.
Everybody was texting about you.
That's great.
What has the last year been like for you?
A big adventure, honestly, like an awesome adventure, but just a really big adventure. Like, you know, the regular paycheck isn't coming in every 2 weeks. That's like, I'm sure would be a weird feeling for a lot of people. And it's just, you know, when you win. And when you lose, like, you know, not so good. So it's like, and there's been there's been some like awesome, you know, singular moments. The Thunder, certainly very helpful in the year's financial reports. The Thunder will be a big part of that, which is great. And I think that was the last time I was on with you guys. The last time I did any media was with you guys, and it was right at the start of September. And I think I was even talking about, I think that's how you guys knew, as I was talking about that on that interview, that I thought they were going to win the title. I'd say, you know, 9 months in the making, they finally won. No, it's been awesome. Like I tell everybody when they ask the same thing, which is just, I'm really happy and I really like my life, which is not something that, like, you know, if somebody's down on their luck, you don't want to be like, hey, I'm awesome, guys. Look at me. Like, I'm doing so great. Right. But if they ask, like, you know, I keep to myself, but if they ask, like, hey, really, like, how's it going? I just go, I'm really happy. And my, like, sole focus right now is, like, how much money do I have to make to just have this continue forever? Like, yeah. Get to spend a ton of time with my kids. I, like, put a ton of focus into my health in the last year, which has been really awesome. Lost, like, 50 pounds, like, in better shape, like, all this stuff. So
let's go.
There's just, yeah, like, super humble brag there. But just to sort of, you know, draw attention to, like, yeah, cool, like, money is great and, like, betting, and that's sort of what this is supposed to be about. But there are all these, like, other benefits that came up as a result of doing this. And so even if the money wasn't going great, which it is, but even if it wasn't, you would have all these other things to point to be like, yeah, that's pretty awesome that that's the way life is now. So, you know, we never know how long this stuff's going to last. Betting could be, there's all this stuff going on with prediction markets that I don't know if you guys are following, where it's like, are they legal or illegal? And sports betting seems to have, there's the big, beautiful bill with the tax implications. There's like all this stuff. We have no idea how long any of this is going to go, but as long as it's going like it's going right now, I'm really happy. I'm doing great.
Yeah, that's great. Let me ask you this. I love, by the way, the 50 pounds, phenomenal job.
Great job, dude. Seriously.
As a fellow fat, I know 50 pounds is nothing to joke about. That's a lot of weight to lose in a year. Let me ask you this. So your Tuesday, like, a random day for Ken Barkley, because you worked in the media business. We know the media business. Like, it's a grind that never really stops. Like,
4-hour show.
The content machine just, you never turn it off. There's never, like, even when you're on vacation, you're like, am I missing something? Did something break? Did somebody get traded? Like, it just, it's a constant mind thing that goes on, I think, for people who work in our industry. What is, like, a normal day like for you? It sounds like you're obviously much more peace of mind, spending time with your family, working out and all that. Like, a random Tuesday, Ken Barkley wakes up. What does that Tuesday look like?
So I'll just start by saying, like, I think people have a vision of what a professional bettor is. I certainly have, like, an idea of what I think other professional bettors do, like people who aren't me. And I don't think I'm like that. I think a lot of them are, you know, first of all, there's people that are doing billion times better than I am doing, like, printing money, doing all kinds of great stuff out there. My day, at least, is, like, look, I bet a ton of season-long stuff or, like, short-term but not single-game bets. That's, like, my area of expertise. I bet a ton of futures markets, like who's going to win the Super Bowl titles in 15 different sports, divisions, win totals, awards especially is like a sweet spot, has lower limits but pays really well. So my day is kind of like, okay, like for the most part, I'm probably working like stock market hours would be the best way to put it for the most part. And then I'm also watching games at night and kind of like taking notes or, you know, like maybe betting. But most of my betting occurs during the morning, actually. And during those stock market hours, it's basically like, all right, pick any, let's say there's 200 markets open right now that I have positions on, like a bet in is just what that means. Okay, so I'm reviewing every single position I have, like basically every morning. Do I want to keep this the same? Or do I want to change it? And most of that is just going to involve reading a lot. Like, what happened the night before? Did I miss anything? What's going on this morning? Is there any news that happened? Is anything about to happen in the next few days? You know, a guy returns from an injury or something like that. Is that going to upset or change the markets in some way? Like, you know, a brief example, Caitlin Clark's kind of like, will she or won't she return for the Fever has been a big thing the last few weeks. I actually ended up with like a bunch of Fever to miss the playoffs at like, insane prices when people thought she was still coming back. I think they're going to make it and get the last possible spot, which is really annoying, but they were like 15-1 2 weeks ago to miss. And so it's just, but that would just be an example of like, hey, like what's going on here? Is there a bet to be made? So, you know, all these different sports, all these different markets, it's, and sometimes it's like a 2-minute review. Like, did anything happen here? No. Great. See you later. And like during the summer, there is a bunch of markets like that too. You know, baseball divisions don't change very frequently in June or something like that. But for the most part, it's that. And then there'll be really busy times, right? We are about to enter one. October is just, you're just constantly thinking and working and just like trying to put stuff together as football's going on and then the NBA and hockey start. So for me, it's just like a constant review of where I'm at. Am I betting? Am I staying the same? Am I like drawing down by betting other things? Like, where do I want to be at in all these markets? That's like my everyday.
You're right, because this time of year, we know what we're doing.
Oh, man. still hits, by the way. It's, even just it,
every
little
time.
Snippet that you play, yes. Every time. I got goosebumps a little bit.
Yeah, same. So, same.
Say something else.
It moved. Here we go. We're trying to outthink the room as usual still here. That's happening for us out here. You're looking at markets and you're acting like a stockbroker, and we're out here going, you know, they want me to pick this team, so I'm going to pick the opposite of that team, hoping that we're right. We have three hot takes. I don't know, the boldest predictions of NFL stuff.
Where's the trap, Ken?
So, well, yeah, we need to talk about that, too, because I did the exercise of trying to figure out what you thought the trap would be.
Yes.
And I let me tell you, this is not a part of my brain that I've turned on a lot recently. It was like dust was flying out, and the fan didn't work, and the cobwebs are all there. And it's just, yeah, like when you
the
start
stupid
like a,
portion you, know, you have to use every week when you came on
yeah,
our show.
Yeah, I was trying to start like a 1991 like Kia Optima or something, and it was just there was a lot. So I don't know if I got that right, but let's do the bold predictions first, and then we'll talk about like what's the trap.
All right, let's do the old lawnmower, the pole, and a million times.
No,
we'll start with this one. The first one, I gave it. I went on a limb. Bears win the NFC North. Second one, my co-host Dirt, Chargers win the AFC West. Third one, Swag, Jason, as you know him, only two new teams make the NFL playoffs, which I think the average is like six a year. He only has two new teams making the playoffs. What is the boldest prediction, according to one, Ken Barkley?
Probably the new playoff teams one, just because the NFL's so random.
Yeah.
I think the least, I don't know, the price doesn't support this. I think the least weird one is the Bears, actually, just because I think that division, I don't like love the Bears more than the other three teams. I just think all four teams are really good. I actually think the Bears are going to be pretty good. I think the Vikings are going to be pretty good. Now, a lot of that's like, well, is McCarthy good or is Caleb Williams good? I understand we don't really know yet if Caleb Williams is going to be that good this year. We don't know yet if J.J. McCarthy is going to be good, but Caleb Williams has Ben Johnson, who's like pretty awesome. J.J. McCarthy has Kevin O'Connell, who won Coach of the Year, getting Sam Darnold to whatever, 13 wins, 14 wins last year. I at least have some confidence that those two offenses are going to be pretty good. I just think that division's a total monster. So maybe it's more like 1-4 that the Bears win the division because there are four teams and they're all really good. I actually think that one's totally reasonable. Whatever teams have been long priced in that division, meaning like, you know, 6-1, 8-1, whatever, throughout the summer, no matter which of the four teams it is, whoever like gets out to that range, usually it's Minnesota or Chicago. I've just been buying. And if it was Detroit or Green Bay and they were those prices, I'd be buying them too. Mm. I think that one's really random. Chargers, I just like, we're just going to do this again and take shots at the Chiefs. And like, it's cool. Like Rashee Rice isn't going to play for a while. And, you know, like we don't know. Josh Simmons might be the best left tackle ever. Or he might stink, but apparently he's awesome, which is a big deal. I get it that it gets old. It gets old that the Chiefs are good. They're just, you know, they're kind of a machine in the regular season, and they figure out ways to win close games better than every other team. So they can take a step back. Denver's pretty good. Chargers pretty good. I think the Slater injury kind of crushes that prediction. But, like, look, it's Harbaugh with a bunch of good players. I guess that would be, like, my least favorite one. But the craziest one's the new playoff. Dude, we're going to have teams make the playoffs that we're all – if I call back in 5 months, you're going to be like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, how did the Panthers make it? Or how did, you know, what name it? How did Miami make the playoffs? I don't even know how the hell that would happen. But, like, it could happen because that's what happens there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every year. I mean, the Broncos would have been that last year. The Commanders would have been that last year. The Texans 2 years ago.
Sure. Like, who thought the Commanders were good?
Right.
Like going into last year.
NFC title game. Not just in the playoffs. They went to the NFC title game. They went all the way to Philly.
I don't even want to talk anymore. You have just done everything for me in that one answer.
Yeah,
that
was pretty solid.
I couldn't have dreamed up a better scenario of what you just said than everything you just said.
So I'm not going to lie. Just hearing your voice is making me happy. It's making me feel nice. You over here, Ken Barkley.
Ken Barkley's voice.
Yeah. It does. Oh, it feels great.
So what do you think the trap game is?
Now I almost want to go reverse line of questioning here, because I love that you thought about that. We're such idiots.
Oh, I thought about it.
For those who don't know, we used to have Ken on every week, and we talk gambling, and one of the things we'd always throw at him is certain lines, and we'd say it feels like a trap, and he'd call us, you know, in very kind terms, idiots for thinking the traps exist, and
right.
Then Vegas has set up a line just to bait us to take our money. So I almost want to flip it, like, what in Ken Barkley's mind, when you did dial-up internet, to get the Dirt and Sprague version of your brain working, what trap game showed up for you?
I had a hard time with this one because I actually think some of the bigger spreads are the trappiest. Like, I think people really like a bunch of the big favorites this weekend.
Yes.
I don't.
I bet on the Cowboys tonight, Ken. Are you proud of me?
Tonight's game, I'm a little more like, because, you know, like Parsons does matter. He's kind of like the best defensive player in the league. Maybe you're like top five. So he does matter. If I had to bet that, well, put it this way, I definitely don't want Philly in the game. I don't know if I like Dallas at like just 8 or something like that. But if you were like, hey, here's money, you have to bet the game, I would definitely bet Dallas. I would not bet Philly. So like, I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
I like Tennessee a lot, actually, at the number. That's the biggest spread of the weekend. It's up to 9 now in a bunch of places, or a few places, I should say. I don't agree with that at all. There's a bunch of trends on rookie quarterbacks, and they don't play well on the road in week 1 and all this stuff. I kind of think Tennessee has a chance to be pretty good if Cam Ward has, you know, he has to have a pretty high ceiling. He's the number 1 pick, threw a billion touchdowns last year, almost won the Heisman Trophy if Travis Hunter didn't win. So, like, he's at least got something. And Bo Nix -9 doesn't seem like a great idea to me. And in a week 1, too, when, like, everything's new, that number seems kind of big. People really like Denver, I think, in that game with that kind of number 1 pick on the road thing. I'll tell you what I think the trap is. Like, again, I may not be as good at this as I used to be, but I think – oh, man, there were 2. I think people like the Packers just because I think Parsons is going to play. But yeah. I don't think that's it. I think, like, the fact that he's kind of banged up is, like, maybe that's not the trap. Can't believe I have to frame things this way. All right. I think, and I actually like the opposite side of this game. That's why I bring it up. I think everyone likes the Niners.
Yes! That's the trap
on the road.
Yes, trap.
And
I
actually really like Seattle in the game. I actually really like them. San Francisco, like, I think people confuse week 1 with, like, do you think this team is going to be good this season? And if you like the team in the season, then you bet them in week 1. I think that's – I used to kind of think like that a few years ago, even like, well, I like, you know, I don't even know who I like this year, but I like, you know, Cincinnati this year or something. So I'm going to bet them in week 1 to be like, well, you know, they always suck in week 1, right? Like, that's kind of their thing. And they could still be really good this year. But to me, week 1 is more just about, all right, like, who's actually healthy right now? Like, has your quarterback done anything? The Packers game is bizarre. Jordan Love has been handing off with the other hand to keep the good hand ready for the game. No one's concerned by this whatsoever. And they're like, Parsons is like, who knows what percent? Those are the 2 best players on the team. And they're 2 against Detroit, who still has a million good players. That one's weird, too. I really like Seattle. Offensive line for San Francisco might be a little banged up. Ayuk's obviously still not playing. I don't know. I just, that number seems, I would have that close. In a week 1 situation with these injury reports for both teams, I'd probably have it smaller.
Dude, I'm not trying to exaggerate, okay?
This is so
We're a very honest show with you.
It still works. It's been a year and it still works.
You not only nailed the trap for dirt.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Did I get it right?
You 180% nailed the trap
for me, where I said Packers are only 1.5.
What's going
they
on
want
here?
Me oh, to no. bet the Lions. Yeah. I'm betting the Packers.
That's right.
You
yeah,
nailed
you
both
trap,
trap games
for us.
You
saw the, little dangling cage right
I
above
did.
The cooling pie. You
I,
saw that and you were like, I see that cage.
Oh,
you're not going to drop that on me.
No, no,
I see it. I'm ready for that trap. You're not getting me with that trap.
Dude, he dusted it off and nailed both our trap games.
That was fantastic.
Had to be San Francisco. Had to be San Francisco. There wasn't an obvious one, but of the ones that were possible, like short trap game is usually like short road favorite
yes.
for a team that people are kind of like fired up about is usually the right answer for that. Cause like, oh, well, they kind of just have to win. Like, well, yes, that is true. Like that's what the line implies. But, yeah, no, I think Seattle might be a little better than people think this year. I think Tennessee might be a little better than people. They don't have to be, but yeah, those numbers just seem a little funny to me.
Does it feel good to be talking sports? Come on.
Man, it feels great.
It feels good.
Yeah. It feels awesome. Plus I had to spend the last, I don't know, like 10 days jamming WNBA awards for low limit. So like, I'm glad I didn't come on and you were like, Ken, sixth person of the year. Who do we like give us the full breakdown and be like, this is all I've been doing.
This is all I got. It's
like,
all in my hip pocket.
I've been waiting for other markets to open. Yeah. Baseball awards been pretty dead with a couple exceptions. So yeah, well, just, you know, this is my life. So.
I want to ask you, I'm curious, obviously everybody wants to know the futures because your futures you laid out have been beautiful, right? Big, beautiful Ken's futures in the NFL we get to.
Yeah, Thunder was pretty good, right? How about coming on in September
Thunder
and
was solid.
9 months later? That was pretty fun.
Yeah, I remember you telling us that when the Panthers won the Stanley Cup that like you had that tied in, like a bunch of your Panthers winnings even were tied in with the Thunder winning the NBA Finals. How nervous were you for that game 7?
Terribly nervous.
Yeah
just because it's, you know, it's different, right? Like if you worked a normal job, but you bet on the side, like as a fun thing, which I think a lot of us do. And I used to do that too. You're okay. Just being like, I'm never hedging this. Like, this is my side thing. And it's like, if I win this money, it's great, whatever. When it becomes like people use the word life-changing with like parlays that they have and stuff, like, no, like this is my life. Like, this is what it is. So, you know, when the amounts get really lopsided in a series like that, and there's a game 7, there's always going to be a part of you, no matter how level-headed or logical you are or how much you still think you have the best of it, that's going to be like, do I need some Indiana here, like, right now, just to, like, you know, so that my stomach doesn't explode out of my, you know, whatever, like, my insides don't fall apart. And I managed to stay really lopsided in that series, which I can't believe. And look, you could be like, well, you got really lucky. Halliburton got hurt. Sure, a bunch of things had to start. Indiana, talk about a team exceeding expectations.
Yes.
That blew me away how they played all postseason. But yeah, like there's always going to be some part of you that's just like, yeah, this is like really important. That one I managed to stay pretty true to what I actually just thought all along, but they don't all go like that. Sometimes you I end up doing a bunch of hedging on stuff that I think is realistic. I don't just hedge on like spray the board, everything that can hurt me. But in strategic situations, like I have no problem taking risk off the table if it makes sense. In an award market, for example, where like dumb voters decide stuff, I'll take money off the table all the time. But Thunder, I managed to stay pretty true. That was good.
Well, I give you a lot of credit. I text you just because I knew it was going into game 7. And I, you know, kept that in the back. And you on the text at least were like, oh, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm feeling pretty good. You were probably the only man in America standing up when a man tore his Achilles on live television. Like, there it is!
No one wants to admit that they do stuff like that when it's like you're on that side and the guy gets hurt. And you're just like, yes! I'm like visiting my family. My dad lives in Richmond, Virginia. I'm down there with my wife and kids. We're like having dinner and then the game starts and I'm like watching it on my phone while we're talking. And just, I would have loved to have like been watching me reacting to the game as it was going on. Cause you're like, you're trying not to just go nuts with excitement when a guy is like horrifically in pain, suffering a tragic injury. And you're like, wow, this really helps my life. This is great for my life.
I just
nobody wants to say that out loud, but that's where we're at.
I have your dad with like a room where you take 3 steps down into a living room coming down the steps. Cause he heard you scream. What happened? A man tore his Achilles.
Yes.
Dad!
Yes.
Yeah.
Like high five everybody. Yeah, the worst behavior in mankind. I mean, just like you hear about, you know, I'm the reason why you probably have these commercials where it's like, guys, don't harass athletes on social media. If you lose bets. It's like I don't do that. I don't do any of that. I don't condone that. I think it sucks. But like, you know, like he got hurt in game 7 and that was really good for me. Sorry. Yeah. Like that's the way it went.
It's okay to acknowledge it. Now, what are the NFL futures that Ken Barkley loves?
Oh man. I bet some divisions that I think are okay. I have a pretty good amount of Eagles to win their division again. I like Washington fine as like a pretty good team. I don't really like them taking a step forward off last year. I still think the Eagles roster is awesome. Really don't like Dallas. Giants are fine and pesky, but like probably not gonna. These teams all feel like they have really low ceilings. So bet a bunch of that. I actually have some Steelers to win the division, mostly because I don't like Cincinnati a whole lot. So I think the Steelers are kind of closer to them. Baltimore's still the class in the division for sure. The North I already talked about in the NFC. I liked Atlanta in May and June, and their right tackles out for the year. Yeah. And I think Raheem Morris stinks. I think I'm kind of off Atlanta. Everybody likes Penix, and I'm cool with that. I'm kind of off them. But yeah, awards haven't really bet a lot. NFL awards are going to almost entirely be, all right, as the data comes in, as the games tick off, can you figure out what's happening better than everybody else? And before the year, I got bad news for everybody. Like, no matter how many guides you read and stuff, you're like, we all got no idea. I mean, we just like it's, or at least the market's a pretty good guess about what it's going to be. So I try to stay pretty cool on betting any of the awards before the season.
All right.
Well, this is the worst part of it now.
This is the worst part.
We're way over. And
yeah, we gotta go.
Was it the worst part, or was it the best?
No, I mean, not you. That was great. We have to go.
Yeah.
Can we do this again?
Yeah, with the Fox music.
How long until we can call you again to come on the show?
Yeah. What's the embargo?
September off limits. We'll see you sometime in October. How about before Halloween?
Oh, really?
Ooh.
This year we get a spooky season, Ken Barkley.
Yeah.
We get a spooky Caesarson.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
I'm trying to do the Ken Barkley Twitter thing. Spooky.
Tricky Treaterson.
There you go. Thank you. Well done. That's why you're the pro. Yeah,
that's
you know?
Great.
That's why you're the pro.
Yeah, it was good.
Ken Barkley. Yeah. We love you. We love you long time. We miss you at Lockie Lockerson. It's a private Twitter account, but still go follow it. It's worth it.
Great.
I'll let you in. Yeah, as long as you're not a jerk, I'll let you in for sure. Come on in.
Waters are warm. We'll call you at Halloween, okay?
Sounds good, guys. Trick or treat.
All right. Bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.